Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's another episode where we come to you from the backstage area of one of the land's finest theatrical establishments. Tonight we are at the Stand Comedy Club in Glasgow. It looks like it might be a near sellout. I think we've got about 150 COP26 delegates coming over.
Glasgow.
They've got the night off from COP26, apparently.
Mm.
They get Sunday night off, and I think they're all coming over to see us.
So oh, they're apparently... what's the name? Thurberg's in.
Yeah. Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Thunderberg.
Thunderberg's here. She's front row on the fucking... Do you know what?
Grace Thunderberg.
She brought her own fucking cans because there was a commotion at the door, so I stuck my head round the corner from our backstage compound. Yeah. And I thought, oh, surprise, surprise, it's fucking Brenda Thunderberg, right?
Yeah.
And she's got her own cans. And they said, no, we've got a licence, boy, you can't bring your own stuff. And she's kicked up such a fucking fuss about it. In the end, they've just given in. Thought, fuck, it's not worth trouble. Yeah. So she's, if you hadn't looked now, she's front row. Do you know who she's with? George Monbiot, the Guardian columnist and environmental activist.
Those two, are they? Yeah.
Well, he's been up and down into the bog, so I don't know.
Oh, I heard a posh bloke at the bar saying, well, if you want to charge corkage, we don't mind.
Yeah.
That must
that
have been it.
But he's talking 10 to the dozen. No wonder you heard him, because I think he's brought a load of iron filings with him.
Right.
And I feel like saying, listen, mate, do you have any... You can fucking preach to all of us cunts about recycling single-use plastics and that.
Yeah.
And the ethics of the cheap clothes we buy. But if you have any idea the amount of fucking blood you've got on your hands every time you do a line of that gear.
Yeah.
Think of the lives it's cost on its way over from Colombia.
I'd just like to say that we're not alleging anything about George Monbiot or his refreshment habits.
I actually, joking aside...
Unless you are prepared to go on the record.
No, I'm not going on record. This is all just silly theatre of the mind. But what isn't, what is true, is that he did occasionally come on my old talk radio show, and there was an awkward situation once where he kept calling in and the line kept dropping off. You know, one of those. Yo, hello, George, are you there? Hello, I'm there. George, I want to ask you about blah, blah, blah. And then
and it clicked off.
Oh, we lost him. But then it happened like three times. Mm-hmm. So it was the third time for a laugh. Like the producer said in my ear, he's gone, forget it. Try and fill until the ad break. So... in order to fill, it was a serious interview. Obviously, George Monbiot is a serious man.
Figure.
He's a serious figure. He's not a man who wants shenanigans and horseplay. He's not got time for that.
He does not piss about.
So, but I thought he'd fucked off. So I've gone, well, I think George Monbiot's playing games there. I said, I think he's playing games. He's obviously got some sort of problem with old Delaney man, I said, and he's tried to make an idiot out of me on my own show by effectively prank calling me, right? I was saying all this just like, you know, just for something to say. And I said, well, let me tell you, if you're still listening, George Monbiot, you have made a powerful enemy today. That was my phrase. This is a phrase that the old producer still texts to me sometimes,
yeah.
You have made a powerful enemy, George Monbiot. If you want to start a media feud with me, you better be ready and you better come armed because you've made a powerful enemy. Pause. You've guessed it.
Then it's still there.
Hello? Oh, George, you're still there. Yes, I've been here for the last minute. I'm only mucking about. I thought you'd dropped off the line. Anyway, tell me about this thing you've written about the planet dying.
About the planet. What's going on
What's
there?
What's going on? Global warming still. We're still global warmed up to our fucking bollocks, are we? Oh, disaster, mate. Oh. Well, come on then. What's the latest idea? What we got to do? Electric cars, is it? Or you got a new one?
So have you had run-ins with him since then?
Yeah, he came on other times. But the thing is, Yeah, some people you just can't make the fun with. But yeah, that's fair enough. The world needs serious people. We can't all just be daft cunts like us. True.
I'm just looking on the Twitter to see if anything's coming in right now. We've got one photograph from outside in the arena. It's just someone who took a picture of where he's sitting. Yeah, the Stand Glasgow. Manchester the other night. We broadcast from the beforehand and the interval. I'd like to say it was the best show we've done so far.
In terms of the performance we turned in, the audience were good.
I think the crowd were really good.
But
as well,
we like, yeah. I think, yeah.
We haven't had a bad crowd yet. We haven't had a crowd.
What was our bad crowd last? Well, we haven't been to Birmingham yet. And that was the one that stands out. But then again, that was only because
there's been an incident.
There was an incident with some drunkards.
Mm.
And as a result, that put the willies up the rest of the crowd,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But so don't turn up all fucking beard up and charlied up at our gigs.
There is
because
no reason.
That's like, what are you, a fucking baby?
Yeah.
You know, you've spent money on a ticket. Don't turn up like a fucking baby who can't take his drink or his gear. Stay home and do it, you baby.
You won't fucking remember the show the next day.
This is for grown-ups. It's a serious show for grown-ups, for adults who want to be informed, who want to be educated, who want to be shown how to set themselves free from society shackles. That's what the Drainpipe Tour is about. So do not turn up pissed or you will forget the things we tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what you said. There is no fucking reason at all to be shit-faced at 8 p.m. During a weeknight for a comedy show.
Also, you know, don't buy your emotions. Just face up to the world the way it is. You'll be happier. You don't have to anaesthetise yourself. You've bought a ticket to come and experience something that will give you joy in your heart. So just experience it.
Yeah, don't need any booze at all. We might do a temperance tour next time where there's no alcohol available at all.
You'll have more fun.
And you'll be breath tested on the door.
Yeah, you'll have more fun because if you go into something that's supposed to be fun anyway, why would you need to, like, numb yourself? You know, don't get pissed at football. Don't get pissed at a gig. Don't get pissed and have sex. Don't get pissed and have a wank. Get pissed in isolation when there's nothing else to do. Yeah. Drunk wanking.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, that's the worst of any of the things I just said.
I don't think... does that exist? Does
drunk wanking?
Do drunk wanking? I've never done drunk wanking before.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, loads of times. Been a bit pissed. Not like fucking lagging boat drunk, as we used to say. Not like, oh, well, I'm fucking... Yeah. I'm drunk. I can't fucking see. I'll have a wank.
Yeah.
But drunk as in, like, I'm pretty pissed, but I think I might have a wank. I don't know why.
It's you're pissed for a wank.
Well, you know, like, when you're pissed and you think, I'll have some really shit food that you wouldn't ordinarily eat when you were sober because your nut's not working properly.
Yeah.
So your brain becomes like a sort of an animal's brain.
Similarly.
You just sort of, like, you have these mad instincts that you don't think through.
You think, I'll have a kebab, right?
Yeah. But similarly, so you just think in terms of, like, your most base instincts. Like, I want to fill my body with fat and salt. And also, I want to sexually gratify myself. Now, bang!
All in the same time. So you have a kebab, then a wank.
Sometimes.
With a greasy hand.
I remember a mate once, and we were talking once about... What did we used to call it? The shook. Like, when a few people said that they've been on the toilet shitting. And then they puke.
Yeah.
So it's coming out both ends, right?
Yeah.
Someone once claimed when we were on a stag in Prague, what a cliche, but we really were, that they had what they call a schwank. Where
a shit and a wank at the same time.
That's what he told.
Fucking hell.
And I'm not sure if he also claimed that he puked. I might text him while we're on air, isn't it?
I'll get to the bottom of this now.
Right.
There's a jet of semen arced through the air as he was also expelling a shit.
Yeah, and some vomit.
I've done it before, but I've been near enough to the sink to be able to puke into the sink while having a shit. There wasn't a wank included. I'm not a monster.
I don't know how you could possibly be in a fit state to
you
masturbate
can't be aroused
whilst you are that
nauseous as well,
that you're going to be sick.
Nah, that sounds like bullshit.
I think you're probably right. But it's a lovely thought, in a way, that someone might have been able to... Get in touch if you reckon you've done it.
Yeah, come on. Come on the next live video stream that we do and tell us all about it. We need something to top the Paul Danan episode that we did recently.
Yeah, that's a hell of an anecdote, isn't it?
You and I are now pretty much Britain's most notable walkers.
Yeah.
I think as a result of this tour that we've been on. We both had a day off yesterday. We both went to separate parts of the Lake District. That's not sowing the seeds of any kind of dissent between us. We get along just fine. We just didn't want to be in each other's pockets the whole time. So we went to different parts of the lakes. I went to Ambleside. You went to slightly earthier Penrith.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not Penrith. I'll tell you the name of the village in a minute, if you care. I mean, where... No, go on, carry on anyway.
Yeah, so... and I did a three-miler this morning.
Yeah.
There was a leaflet in the room of my B&B with some suggested walks, and I picked the three-miler, which they said was mostly flat. And they were right, apart from the bits that were really fucking steep. But, yes, that was good.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Mine was in a... My hotel was in a place called Clifton.
Right.
Which is a village near Penrith.
Okay.
But it's very remote. And there was a fell. I call it Askham Fell.
All right. So you went up?
Yeah. You go up and then from the top you see amazing sprawling views across Oldswater.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it was just fucking wonderful.
Did you walk very far?
Yeah, it was a long walk to get to the top.
Yeah.
So it was like 40 minutes to the top.
Did you have walking boots on?
Yes.
Yeah, I did as well.
40 minutes to the top, 40 minutes back down again.
Yeah, back down again is not the same, as it? You can fucking forward roll back down again.
The back down again was really nice because on the way up, the wind's all fucking battering you and you can't hear, but you keep going because you want to get the view.
It's a great feeling,
the view
though,
was worth it. But then on the way down... So blissfully quiet.
You could have just sat in a carrier bag and just slid down.
There were sheep. There was some brilliant lads who suddenly I had this ting-a-ling, ding-ding, and I thought, what's all this? I looked down, and this is a fucking steep fell, yeah. Right? Couple of mad cunts coming down on their mountain bikes, freewheeling. Lads, like, not young.
Yeah.
Adult men.
Yeah.
Freewheeling down this fucking mountain, right? And they ting-a-linged me from miles back because I think they don't really, if they can avoid it, want to change direction too much because of this fucking speed they're going at, right? So I thought, fair enough. So I stood out of the way and then I turned around. And obviously when you're on a walk like that, you haven't seen anyone for about an hour. So I was quite excited to see other humans anyway. I turned around, I saw them and they fucking flew past me and I couldn't help but go, "Wee!" It was impossible not to because it was literally like, what I should have actually said was, "Wee!" Because it was so much fun. And then I watched them and they got down and there was just a small sort of hump. And they hit it, but the speed at which they were going meant they fucking flew. It was like E.T. It was like the scene in E.T. where they go across the moon. But luckily, they landed safely.
Do you think they planned it?
To impress me, yeah.
Not to impress you, but you think they planned it as part of the
descent? Sam Delaney's in town. Britain's best journalist. Time to bring out the big guns.
We might get a mention on his podcast.
We've heard he's going up Askham Fell. Get the bikes.
But I mean, you know, they got all the way to the top. I assume they pushed.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew that bump was there. They were,
I think so.
There.
Yeah, they looked like pros. They were wearing professional gear, and they just, the looks on their faces were quite. Well, sort of disappointingly serious, actually. They were like, because I, if it had been me doing that, it would have been a mixture of fear and euphoria.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas they were quite stony-faced, like, yeah, normal. This is what we always do on a Sunday morning, you cunt. What's the matter? Never seen a couple of adult men fucking hurtling down a mountainside at 70 miles per hour and then taking off like fucking Elliot in E.T., you cunt. Yeah, they don't do that in London, I suppose, do they? Oi, oi!
I drove past a fella who was taking a photograph. It was on the edge of Windermere, Lake Windermere, and he was taking a photograph of the lake and the mountains in the background and everything.
Someone's come in.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
I just want to double check this. I forgot to ask. See, for the part one intro, since it starts that song, are you wanting that played at half past, or do you want me to start just before if you join the walk on?
A couple of minutes before, yeah, just kind of whenever you're ready.
Alright, and then house lights down after the end.
After that song,
Cool. Just want to double check for you.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate. A little bit of a peep behind the velvet curtain there.
Yeah.
If you will. You're going to leave that in. I think it's lovely texture.
I should.
Lovely texture, mate.
Yeah. So, this photographer, he was taking a photograph of Windermere and the mountains behind it and everything. And I saw him. And then I looked across to see what he was photographing. And it just looked stunning. And as I drove past him, he won't have heard as the windows were up. I shouted, "Go on, son!
Go on, mate!
So that
get it fucking get it photographed, you cunt."
Similar vibe to you shouting, "Way!"
Yeah,
so
sometimes you just see things going on and you've just got to cheer it. You just have an instinct. Yeah. You think these people are living their best life, they're living out loud, and you've got to fucking encourage the cunts.
Yeah.
So they just, in case they're having doubts about their lives, they're like, "What am I doing? I'm a grown man. I can't spend my Sundays just freewheeling down the side of a mountain in the Lake District.
It's a validation.
There's more to life than this. I should be writing poetry or doing charity work." And I'm like, "No, mate, keep going down the path you're going, both literally and symbolically.
You're living out loud.
Because you are living out loud. This is great. You've got the whole week to do other shit. I bet you work really hard. And this is your way of just like, you know," as in a way, it was like his way of just looking after himself, pampering himself. And it's the same with your photographer fella.
Yeah.
Go on, mate.
Yeah.
Never change. Take photos of lakes. That said, I did take some pictures up at the top of where I was. And it's always disappointing, especially when you're just on your phone, because you can never, ever really do it justice. Like, I can't remember what it's called at the top of Askham Fell, but it's a famous sort of plateau bit where you can see amazing 360 views.
Like that hotel in Dubai where you can see...
Yeah, like where we wrote this show.
Yeah.
It was incredible, but look at the photo. The photo's like, meh.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. But like, I was like this. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Like that. Whoa, nature in all its majesty.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you get that when you're driving from Ambleside up to Keswick and you're driving kind of through the mountains and out the other side. It's fucking amazing.
Well, I've seen some incredible things. Like, I went twice through the Peak District, once on the way from Nottingham to Leeds. I don't know why I'm saying this, because you know there'll be some fucking lamp I can't go from Nottingham to Leeds, you went through the Peak District. Interesting. That's a bit of a roundabout route. Listen, cunts. Right. Anyone who's got an opinion on someone else's route somewhere needs to fucking...
Listen, we're fucking working 2 hours a day here.
Yeah.
We're not going to fucking hurt me anywhere.
I don't give a shit about routes or what you think about routes. Let's just say I went to the Peak District. That was when I went to fucking Bakewell and had a tart, right? As in a cake. And then after, on the way back from Leeds to Manchester... I thought, fuck it, I'll go the long way around. I'll go through the Peak District again.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually stop on that journey. I just wanted to drive through it rather than on motorways. Yeah. Just have a fucking pipe about. And my mind was fucking blown. Sometimes you can stop when you're on a beautiful route. And that's quite nice. But you know what? Sometimes, especially if you're on your own, so you can just quietly contemplate it, actually driving through those kind of astonishing landscapes...
Yeah. It's like being in a movie.
It's like being in an advert, mate.
Yeah.
Feel. You know that they always have good news like that.
Volvo advert.
Volvo.
Yeah.
Feel your life. Me and my mate just used to always... We still do it sometimes. We did it more when we used to be pissed, just like... Because you watch the football and there's always fucking some cunty car advert, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you just compete to see who can come up
best
with... Because they never make sense, do they? It's always like, Volvo, feel your life.
Yeah.
BMW, it's your road. Drive it. Do you know what I mean? Audi, do you like eggs?
So, yeah, I'm very, very pro-walking. As a result of this week, we've had a wait.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it to all the cunters. If you've never considered doing it, just get yourself some fucking weatherproof stuff from Asda. Get out there. Have a walk about.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best demon reset you can do.
Get some routes googled. It's dead easy.
Me and my cousin do it 2-3 times a year, something massive. But we haven't been up here before, and I've been sending in the pictures. Like, mate, we've got a fucking... Up here is where shit gets serious.
Volvo, where shit gets serious.
Get serious, cunt. Of course I had some cunt who's probably from round there, and I'm fucking up in up Askham Fell. I tweeted a picture of it, and everyone's going, oh, that's nice. Some cunt goes, trust me, that's a mere hillock. You need to aim higher. Oh, you're fucking hard, walk man. Fucking walking Tommy. Yeah, well, fucking, you got all the chat. All you can say when there is a picture of the most majestic, fucking awe-inspiring landscape, the kind of scene that makes your heart sing and makes even the most devout atheist think, surely there must be some kind of divine creator.
Yeah, I had that thought as well this week, yeah.
Those are the thoughts. These are the thoughts that have inspired great poets and artists, right? But you're a cunt. You're the lamp who goes, there's bigger hills than that.
Hillsplainer.
Oh, fuck it. All right, Hillsplainer. I'm fucking fit. I can do any fucking hill you want. So get in touch. And I've done fucking... I've done 26-mile walks,
Send
mate.
The coordinates.
Fucking come and walk with me. And I will fucking outwalk you. Plus, I will fucking bore you to death, mate. I will talk so much bollocks to you that you'll end up trying to throw yourself off a fucking waterfall.
There we are. The challenge has been set. We're going on stage very, very shortly, so we're going to wrap it up there. So it's a slightly shorter than usual episode. But we are absolutely pumped for the Glasgow audience.
It's going to be
tonight.
Great. Well, West Ham have just beaten Liverpool 3-2 and gone fucking third in the Prem. We're so massive. I'm going to fucking... This show's going to be psychedelic,
what
mate.
What time to be alive.
Buzzing off my nut.
And then we were going to talk about the massage you went for the other day, but we'll save that for later in the week.
Oh, yeah, and also the confrontation I had in the pub after the Manchester show, which was golden.
I didn't get the full story about that. I turned up later and I kind of got a half story about it.
I won't do the whole thing now, but it involves what I regard as one of my trademark moves in a confrontation in a pub, which is me telling someone to call the police on me.
Brilliant.
It's one of my favourite power plays. I've done it loads of times, and I delivered it on Friday night in Manchester with perfect aplomb and hilarious results.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Oh, see ya.